This is Points North. I'm Dan Wanchura. Court-appointed attorneys defend people who can't pay for a lawyer of their own. But for a long time, the state really didn't give those attorneys a fair shot to defend their clients. The ACLU says that means convictions and harsher sentences that could have been avoided. Now, IPR's Max Johnston reports more funding and training for those lawyers is meant to balance the scales.
You ever watch a cop show? The music swells, they finally arrest a suspect, and then say,
"You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you at no cost."
That's called a court-appointed attorney. Today, a woman named Courtney has one at the district courthouse in Traverse City. I'm not using Courtney's full name because she's being arraigned on charges of operating a vehicle while under the influence of controlled substances. Courtney stands at a podium facing the magistrate. Her court-appointed attorney, Jason Razavi, is standing next to her.
"At this time, we ask that the court enter a not guilty plea. She's also received her advice of rights. She does understand her rights. We've discussed that."
Razavi met Courtney only 20 minutes ago. Now he's going over the conditions of her bond. She's not allowed to use drugs and alcohol, and she'll be tested for both, among a few other conditions. But the prosecutor wants Courtney to have daily breathalyzer tests. That means she has to go to the courthouse every day to get tested and pay for it out of pocket. Her attorney, Razavi, doesn't think that's fair.
"I don't believe that's necessary given the allegations in this case and that there was no signs of alcohol intoxication."
He says Courtney has passed all her tests and hasn't missed one since being arrested. While the magistrate considers what to do, Courtney anxiously crosses her fingers behind her back. Eventually, Magistrate Tammy Rogers decides to not add that extra bond condition.
"So I believe that that is sufficient to protect public safety. So I am going to continue the bond with all of those same terms and conditions."
That means no daily breathalyzers for Courtney. But if Razavi wasn't here, Courtney might have to do those tests every morning. He says that would put tremendous pressure on her.
"Every single morning you have to make it to this test, or a bench warrant's going to be issued for your arrest, and you go back to jail, you miss your work, you miss your children, potentially lose your job."
The court moves on to the next case. Courtney leaves, but Razavi stays at the podium. This morning, he'll represent another half dozen or so people facing misdemeanors. Razavi has been handling court-appointed cases like this for years, but his work has changed. Courts used to not have lawyers like him at these hearings. Court-appointed attorneys were exhausted from huge caseloads, they were paid less, and were ill-equipped to go against prosecutors. That's according to a report from the ACLU. They called Michigan's system for court-appointed lawyers an embarrassment. The ACLU says many people in the state were unfairly sent to prison because their court-appointed attorneys couldn't adequately defend them. David Carroll is the executive director of the Sixth Amendment Center, a nonprofit dedicated to court-appointed attorneys. He says if you had one in Michigan, the deck was stacked against you.
"You may get a lawyer in name only because that person has so many cases or has financial conflicts of interest. It's as if you were going into court with no lawyer at all."
According to the National Legal Aid and Defender Association, Michigan spent nearly 40% less than the national average on their court-appointed attorneys. And Carroll says those lawyers didn't have the same resources as the prosecutors they were going up against.
"You know, knowing that a public defender has to do all the investigative stuff themselves, where a prosecutor has all of law enforcement at their disposal."
That ACLU report sparked some change. A few years ago, the state created the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission. They come up with county standards for court-appointed attorneys. Now, they get more training and staff to help with cases, and the state and county pay for it. But those attorneys have to do a little more, too. They have to meet with their clients early in the process and appear at all critical stages of their defense. That's why Jason Razavi was at that arraignment. He says the changes from the state are largely good, but not everyone is convinced.
"Because I didn't really see them as helping me help my clients more. I saw them as, let's just make some rules so it looks like we're doing something."
That's Kyle Trevis, another court-appointed attorney in Traverse City. He says some of the changes just aren't practical. The state makes him show up at court earlier and more often, and the state isn't paying him more for that extra work.
And I just didn't like the idea that my standard had become perfection in a system that just isn't perfect.
Plenty of lawyers are butting heads with the state over these changes. The Indigent Defense Commission has been sued over whether or not they're constitutional. And it all comes down to the dollars. Counties implement the changes, and the state reimburses them for it. Stakeholders like Trevis hope the state keeps funding it, but they're not holding their breath. For Points North, I'm Max Johnston.